19 past 6, this is World News Australia. The outlawed Islamist group Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for gun and bomb attacks in Nigeria's northeast that killed more than 150 people over the weekend. The United States has warned that the violence could continue, listing hotels frequented by foreigners and Nigeria's elite as possible targets. Professor Helen Ware from the University of New England is a specialist in war and peace and explains the background of this violence to Ashley Dolan.
Boko Haram means books are forbidden or taboo. They don't mean all books, obviously. They're in favour of the Quran. It's an Islamic group in northern Nigeria, which has been active since about 2002. They want, amongst other things, to have the whole of Nigeria as an Islamic state. They oppose many facets of Western education. There's a great deal of debate about how big they are and whether they have links with Al-Qaeda.
So since their beginning in 2002, it appears that their attacks have only started to escalate in the last, say, couple of years, since roughly 2009. Do you know why all of a sudden they've escalated at this time?
That's not clear, obviously. There are different interpretations. The main leader of the group was actually killed. So it's an interesting question, quite, who currently is directing the group.
Do you know of any triggers for the most recent violence?
There don't seem to have been specific triggers. You could say that one major factor is the elections in Nigeria last year. Many northerners believe that the election of the Christian president, Goodluck Jonathan, was rigged. There's also a factor that there are various economic reforms going on at present, things such as removing the subsidy on petrol and other oil products, which obviously is damaging on the poor. So there are those kinds of factors.
And what state do you think Nigeria is in at the moment? Is it at the brink of a war between, say, the government military and this group?
Well, this group are very anti-police. You could probably say that 9 out of 10 of their attacks have been on the police and the security forces. And obviously the security forces who've been attacked and had significant numbers of their members killed are going to be very intent on demonstrating that they have the power and indeed the information. One of the difficulties is that members of the group don't stand out. So certainly, as the president has said, they'll be pulling out every stop to try and capture members of this group or otherwise stop them from imposing further attacks.
How does this group compare to other Taliban groups, say, in Afghanistan, for example?
There's a great deal of debate about whether they do really have links with, for example, the Taliban in Afghanistan. It's alleged that one of their training camps in northern Nigeria is actually called Afghanistan, as the name of the camp. But this may be a sort of attempt to appear more powerful and more international than they actually are. That it may be, it's alleged that some of their members have in fact come over the border from Niger and from Chad to the north of Nigeria. So it isn't clear that they really do have major international links.
The US embassy has warned that there could be possible attacks against Western targets in Nigeria's, for example, hotels and stuff. But as you mentioned before, they seem to be attacking security forces in Nigeria. Do you think they are going to go against Westerners as well?
Well, there's a sort of double attack here. They're opposed to alcohol and to places that serve alcohol. And there have been isolated attacks on hotels in the north which have served alcohol, not necessarily because they were resorts where Westerners went.
Professor Helen Ware from the University of New England speaking to Ashley Dolan. 24 past 6 on World News Australia.